This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Kids on Keys, a showcase for talented young pianists. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to the Classical Network's monthly program, Kids on Keys, spotlighting some of the best young piano talent in the Classical Network's immediate broadcast region of central and southern New Jersey. My name is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network and the host and producer of Kids on Keys. This program comes to you on the first Saturday of each month and is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music Company is the area's exclusive representative for new and authentically restored Steinway & Sons and Steinway-designed Boston and Essex pianos, as well as Steinway's new Spirio re-performance piano. Jacobs Music has six locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, including its Lawrenceville, New Jersey showroom at 2540 Brunswick Pike in Lawrenceville. Each program, we will listen to performances given by these young artists in recital at the Lawrenceville location and at other regional venues. On our last program, we introduced a young pianist named Riya Shankaran, who is 10 years old and has been studying with Donna Harrington for 4 years. We're delighted to have Riya back again to open the show this week. We're going to hear her play the opening movement of Schumann's Kinderszenen, Scenes from Childhood. Riya Shankaran. That's a nice way to open a program. Music of Schumann, the opening movement from his Kinderszenen, Scenes of Childhood, Opus 15. And that was performed by Riya Shankaran. And we have another pianist who is returning to Kids on Keys this week. Her name is Sofia Chen, and she's a pupil of Sofia Agronovich. When Sofia Chen was 11 years old, she participated in the New Jersey Teachers Association's High Honor Recital, from which the following recording comes from. It's the opening movement, the Allegro Maestoso, from Mozart's Piano Sonata in A Minor, Kerschel 310, Sofia Chen at the piano. Thank you. Pianist Sophia Chen, in a performance of the opening movement from Mozart's Piano Sonata in A Minor, Kerschel number 310. She was 11 years old at the time of that live recording. Next, we have a young pianist from Moscow. His name is Veselovod Zavidov. He is 13 years old and he studies in Moscow at the Nissen School of Music with Professor Tatiana Zelikman. This pianist made his concert debut at the Grand Hall of the Moscow State Conservatory in 2013 when he was just 8 years old. And since then, he has performed in all of Moscow's major venues, including the Great Hall, the Small Hall, and the Rachmaninoff Hall of the Moscow Conservatory, the Moscow International Performing Arts Center, and in various cities across Russia. Veselovod made his debut in the United States as the first prize winner of the Debut International Piano Competition in 2016, where he performed a solo recital at Weill Recital Hall. So let's listen now to Veselovod Zavidov play the toccata from Maurice Ravel's Le Tombeau de Couperin.
Thank you.
music of Maurice Ravel, the Toccata from Le Tombeau de Couperin, performed by 13-year-old pianist Vsevolod Zavidov. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys, sponsored by Jacobs Music Company, where you can find the Steinway Spirio reproducing piano. With the touch of an iPad, Steinway's Spirio brings your Steinway to life with performances from the world's greatest artists. The Steinway Spirio Reperformance Piano reveals the subtlety and passion of an artist's original performance, connecting listener and artist as only the world's best piano can. Listen to the live performances of Vladimir Horowitz, George Gershwin, Long Long, Yuja Wong, Art Tatum, Arthur Rubinstein, and countless others, including yours truly, Jed Distler, in the comfort of your own home. Experience Steinway Spirio at Jacobs Music's nearby Lawrenceville showroom. We're back with Kids on Keys. This is Jed Distler. And very often on this program, we look back at performances by some of today's most prominent pianists and performances that took place when they happened to be kids. For example, Byron Janis was 16 years old when Vladimir Horowitz discovered him back in 1944, and he offered to work with the young pianist. So Byron Janis studied with Horowitz for about 4 years. He went on to have a major international career, and he made his first recordings for RCA Victor when he was 19 years old. And from these first recording sessions, we're going to hear music by J.S. Bach, the organ prelude and fugue in A minor, transcribed for piano by Franz Liszt. This is the 19-year-old Byron Janis. Thank you. The 19-year-old Byron Janis, playing music of J.S. Bach, the organ prelude and fugue in A minor, transcribed for piano solo by Franz Liszt. That's a recording from 1947. But getting back to young piano talents of today, on our previous program we introduced Perrin Luke Tison, who is a 15-year-old pianist from Texas and a student of Dr. Thomas Ungar. Perrin was one of 15 finalists and the only American chosen from a worldwide field of 100 applicants to compete in the prestigious Grand Piano Competition in Moscow back in 2018. He also won first prize and the award for best performance of a romantic work at the 2017 Young Pianists of the North International Piano Competition in the UK. He also won an award for Best Chopin Performance in the Skarzewski International Competition in Poland. I hope I pronounced that right. Skarzewski, I think that's closer. He certainly does have a strong affinity for Chopin, as you will hear in this performance of Chopin's great late masterpiece, the Barcarolle in F-sharp, Opus 60. Perrin Luke Tison at the piano.
Thank you.
That was the Barcarolle, Opus 60, by Frédéric Chopin, performed by Perrin Luke Thiessen, a 15-year-old pianist from Texas who's been getting some good attention lately. He recently played a concert in Red Bank, New Jersey, and I know that some Kids on Keys listeners attended the concert. I hope I will get to one of his performances sometime soon. We are going to go back now to the classical period with Joseph Haydn's final piano sonata, the one in E flat major in three movements. The slow movement is kind of unusual in that Haydn chooses the key of E major, whereas the outer movements are in E flat, not your usual key relationship for that era or even for this composer. We will hear the slow movement of the Haydn E-flat sonata, performed now by Kyle Huang. Thank you. The slow movement from Joseph Haydn's Piano Sonata in E-flat, the composer's final sonata, and we heard that music performed by Kyle Huang. He is 17 years old and he studies with Chao Tzu Lin. He's a junior at the Petty School and he's won many awards playing duets with his sister. Kyle Huang also plays the viola in the New Jersey All-State Orchestra. I always think it's good when pianists learn to play string instruments because you really learn a lot about intonation and tone production and phrasing and how to adjust to your fellow string players. And I think this is something that pianists can really benefit from. This is Jed Distler, and you are listening to Kids on Keys, sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music takes a leading role in the region's musical community, providing instruments and technical services for internationally renowned artists and music institutions such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts, the Curtis Institute of Music, Princeton University, the College of New Jersey, Westminster Choir College, and countless others, supporting schools and individuals involved in musical performance and music education. Each year, Jacobs Music sponsors recitals, masterclasses, young artist competitions, teaching and technical seminars, and other events aimed at musical enrichment that also includes the performances that we hear on this very program. If you've heard the last few editions of Kids on Keys, you will know that we have ended those last programs with movements from Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto, and I was a little reluctant to do so again this time. That said, we happen to have a returning young keyboard talent and also a student of Chao Tzu Lin. His name is Sherwin Pan. He's been on this program before. He's 18 years old, and he was a winner of the New York Associated Music Teachers League Young Musicians Competition. He's performed with orchestras in Russia, and he performed a solo at the closing ceremony of the 2018 United Nations Youth Assembly. It seems that wherever Sherwin goes, he is able to build musical bridges, and I think that's a really wonderful thing. So let's hear Sherwin Pan play the finale from Rachmaninoff's Second Piano Concerto. Thank you. was pianist Sherwin Pan performing the finale from Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 and playing the orchestral reduction. I just found out was Chao Ling Lin. I would like to thank all of these young pianists for sharing their talent, their passion, and their hard work with listeners all over the world here at Kids on Keys. The Lawrenceville recordings that we heard this hour come to you courtesy of John C. Baker Recordings, LLC. Kids on Keys is brought to you through the sponsorship of Jacobs Music Company. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available at their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Their telephone number is 609-434-0222. That's 609-434-0222. The next edition of Kids on Keys will be broadcast on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. And all programs are available as webcasts at our website, wwfm.org. Until next time, this is Jed Disler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network. Thank you so much for listening to Kids on Keys, and please be well.